Telephonic interviews, very important. On receipt of your application CVs, employers analyze them and shortlist these applicants who meet the main job requirement. Many times employers arrange for a telephone interview as a second stage in recruitment process. We've discussed before, as far as telephone interview is concerned, most important is your tone. When you're talking to anybody face-to-face, there's verbal as well as non-verbal communication. When it's via telephone, it's only the tone and clarity with which you speak will be taken into consideration. They have already seen your CV or application form. Now they use the telephone to check whether you are as good as portrayed in your CV. This way, they can bring down the number of applicants to be called for a job interview. That's one point. Then B, cross-check the data in the CV and C, your telephone manners. Are you interrupting while talking? Are you waiting for the person to complete the sentence? Okay, as that is a part of job requirement. Now bring down a number of applicants to be called for job interview. Why waste time face-to-face when you feel that you can get to know enough while speaking over the telephone, right? And there are ways and means to cross-check. Have you exaggerated in your CV? Have you lied? That is why it is said that when you give an interview via telephone, you should have the CV right in front of you, but not in a manner whereby you make noises as far as the pages are concerned. You can't do this. You can't make that kind of a noise. So you need to understand that you have to completely focus on what is being asked. If you've exaggerated, lied, or tried to create a hype, then definitely it'll reflect when you speak, when questions are asked to you. Also very important for telephone interview is that you have to have clarity in terms of thought process and thus the way you say in terms of sentences. If you're serious about your job hunt, you must have submitted CV applications in to many organizations. You must be ready for such telephone interviews. Organize yourself. Be ready with paper and pen, your CV, the one you forwarded it to that employer. Hence, on receipt of a call, find out who is calling you and from where. That way you will be able to grab the correct documents immediately. Write the caller's name first. Let the caller ask you questions and respond to them positively and truthfully. Always ask a few questions yourself. Talk about your positives which could not be added in your CV in order to restrict it to just 2 pages. Right? We need to highlight on a lot of other points too which we feel have not fit in. Also very important when you have a telephone interview, should avoid drinking water or eating anything because it is easily known or will be easily known to the opposite person. All right, more do's. Be polite and friendly. Call the interviewer by name so often. Easy when it is written down in front of you. Of course, here we address a person by calling the person sir or ma'am. I guess in US often, even if a person is 60 years old, you would say, hi, Debbie. Yes, Debbie, I'm listening to you. So I guess it depends. It's very individualistic. Sometimes people prefer, you call them by names. Sometimes people prefer being addressed as sir or madam. Make notes. Anything the caller tells you, which you could think could be useful, ammunition for the next stages of recruitment process, write it down. The more you know, the more prepared you will be later. So I guess ideally useful in terms of information where you feel, okay, this is worth ideally the information which is needed. I will probably need it when I need to discuss it with the concerned person. So ideally it is better that the information is put forward. So when we talk ideally of telephone interview, it is extremely important to see to it that whatever you are getting in terms of information, it will be useful. Now, when we say it could be useful ammunition for the next stages, that means that information could be highly required in the future. Don't interrupt. Wait until it is your turn to speak. Answer with just yes or no all the time. Try and provide a full answer every time. It is the only way to turn the interview into a meaningful conversation to which both are involved. Get flustered. Do not get flustered if you do not understand a question. Like, what? Oh, I didn't understand. You're getting flustered. You're getting worried. Do not show that in your reactions. Saying, would you mind repeating that again? Or could you explain what you mean is perfectly acceptable. Mention salary. This is not the time to bring up any of the what is in for me, right? Remember, your objective is to secure face-to-face meeting. So you have a very direct, candid conversation. I guess with package, definitely, it is an important aspect and it needs to be spelled out. That means a conversation should be very frank. Body language, most of the body language we automatically use when we're talking to someone face-to-face is completely missing on the telephone. The person on the other side of the line can only hear you and cannot see you. Good, you need not to be dressed up. Well, today, of course, we can have interviews even via Skype. So I guess it's different, but definitely they cannot see you. Of course, we even have, mobiles whereby the person can ideally see you. But there are ways to improve your telephone body language. Smile. Smile can even be shown in your tone. Smiling helps you to relax and makes your voice sound pleasant. You can always make out when someone is smiling. Speak directly into the telephone mouthpiece. Give the call your 100% attention. Switch off TV, radio, or your gas burner. Your interviewer does not know what you are doing, but knows you are not concentrating. So they would figure out whether you're lost. Very often, if you're lost in some other thoughts, or the gas burners will say, I didn't hear you. So that kind of a voice will let this listener know. Before the interview comes near a close, should either have an invitation for the job interview or an answer to your question. From our talk, I can see that this is a challenging opening for me. I would really like to meet you. Can we fix up the time? Remember, your interviewer at this stage is looking for someone who's enthusiastic. Sounds like the person who wants the job. Make certain it is you. Your level of enthusiasm is very, very important. How can you ensure in an interview that you will be able to effectively put forth your capabilities which are relevant for the job? Study the organization where you have been invited for the job interview. Use the unique qualities you noticed about this company. Be well versed with the CV you had submitted for this interview. What you say in the interview should 100% be in consonance with this CV. That means whatever you have put forward, it should actually match what ideally you are saying. That means even little bit of a digression with information or incorrect information can lead to a problem. How do you communicate to the interviewer that you are a good fit for the role? 100% in consonance with the CV, that means exactly what you're saying, that's what you're specifying. How do you communicate to the interviewer that you are a good fit for the role and the organization? Relate your skills and experience to the demands of the job you have applied for. Show that if provided a chance, you will ensure the employee's expectations are going to be delivered. So you will live up to the expectation of the employer. How do you avoid getting caught in a barrage of, a volley of questions, string of questions that only show what you do not know, what you cannot do well? This can happen pretty often unless a candidate you do not work to avoid this. Unless as a candidate you do not work. You have no experience. But fair enough, if you're yet well-read, you will be able to answer appropriately. Agree with the interviewer, but immediately proceed with your strengths and achievements at the first opportunity. Here you ought to use your tact and human relationships. You need to be skillful. You need to be able to understand that if I'm not well read, how will I give an effective interview? What will I answer? Well, preparation for an interview, when you say preparation for job interview, is done with a view to effectively showcase your talent and accomplishments. It is not a substitute for regular disciplined hard work, building effective habits and achieving some significant goals in your earlier endeavors. It is not about trying to trick the interviewer into finding you suitable when actually you may not be. If you get selected for a position you are not really suitable for, it is most likely you will not last there for long. Be confident that you can deliver and only proceed to the interview. I'm sure it's a known fact that if you do not suit that job, then there's no way you will stay there for long, even if you've got through the interview. And if you've not got through the interview, you must assume that you need to work better as far as the interview is concerned and be more effective in expressing your skills and abilities. Somewhere, you have not been able to convince them effectively. As a candidate, your best fit is to find a way to guide the questions of the interviewer to areas of your strength and talent. These should be relevant for the role or job so that the interviewer is also interested there. Right? So, what are your positive points? How can you contribute in that field? What is exceptional about you to fill up the expectations of the person who hires you for that work? Those aspects need to be looked into. Should be in a position to provide evidence, which is based on your past behaviors, actions, and accomplishments, rather than let the interview dwell on aspects that are not your strengths. So, even a negative point can be put forward in a positive manner. You've got to learn to highlight what exactly you have as achievements and skills and abilities. How to dress. The best advice for both men and women is to wear something you feel comfortable and confident in and go as yourself. If you're still unsure, ring the receptionist as she will be happy to advise if there's any sort of dress code in that organization. Check your nails are clean, if not, be sure that it'll go against you when you do the customary handshake. The way you present yourself, neat and tidy in appearance, wearing appropriate attire for the interview, something which is not bright or loud. Women candidates should wear a jacket over the dress or skirt, and men should dress business-like. So what you wear is extremely important. So when you talk of being well-dressed, well-pressed, that means avoiding wrinkle-free clothes. If we wear clothes which are wrinkled, it reflects on our casual and slack attitude. Be clean, fresh and tidy. Dress as if going to an important meeting or presentation rather than your average day. Quality shows. Well-finished clothes in natural fibers provide the right impression, whether formal, business or casual. Dark colors convey authority better than lighter ones. When you talk of dark, something not jazzy, loud or bright. That's what is important. Plain colors are less distraction than other patterns. And if you're planning to wear a new set, try it once or twice early at home. Suddenly on that day, you should not wear it. Otherwise, it can be a problem. Check you are comfortable. Most important. How to dress. Anything too short or tight, avoid. So more don'ts. Extremes, instead go for natural style and colors. Fussy or distracting as accessories, something which ideally takes the focus off you, you should not wear that. Novelty ties, earrings, bags or briefcases, anything that undermines your professionalism. You're going for an interview. You're going ideally to a place whereby you will be gauged. So very important how you carry yourself. This may not apply if you're attending interview as a fashion designer. Yes, someone in the field of that of fashion or a fashion designer, definitely it is different for them. What will you carry to the interview? Take with you enough number of additional copies of your CV, very important, the one you forwarded earlier, a notebook for writing down notes during the interview with a good pen to fill forms if any. So check if the pen is working. Sometimes we have people who come and say they don't have a pen or the pen is not working. Examples of your work, if this would be useful, right? Say you can carry a portfolio or any kind of work which you've done and you have it with you in terms of, say, presentation. So you carry it on your pen drive with you. Your pair of reading glasses, a smart briefcase. Ladies can opt for handbag, but remember, never both. Right? Not a neither a briefcase nor a bag, not in that manner, either a briefcase or a bag. Make sure it looks new. That means it should be clean and looks presentable. Punctuality, never be late for an interview. We must understand that we are going to be gauged right from the time we enter there till the time we leave. allow enough time to get where you're going, allowing for possible holdups, traffic jams. In spite of all the caution you exercise, you are likely to get late beyond 5 minutes. Let the receptionist know. Advise about when you can reach their office and find out if they can accommodate you or reschedule the interview. We would suggest a strict no for something like this. Offer to call her back after next 10 minutes. Arriving 5 minutes early is very good, but any more than that is bad as arriving late. Aim to arrive just a little before the interview scheduled to begin. Thus, you have time to look around. Visit the bathroom if you need to. Take deep breath and be fresh when your name is announced. I guess just if you reach late, you're aware. Your breath ideally will change because you will be stressed. So it's best that you keep margin and time and reach as early as possible. So when we ideally talk of a typical CV, let's take this format. First, your name. Here, as mentioned, Vijaysha. Then the address and then the contact details along with the email address. So ideally, you go systematically. The name is in the center and then you have the address and the contact details. So customer service manager, you start with an exceptional word or phrase or phrases. For example, seasoned result-oriented manager with extensive experience in the retail industry with a 10-year track record of success. Effective leader, skilled in developing a result-oriented, productive team with customer-focused training and support. So effective leader, skilled. So what are the skills he's having? Now we need to understand one aspect. This person has 10-year track record. So these kind of words are easier to put forward. Exceptional ability to build rapport with customers and direct reports to create customer and employee loyalty. So when we talk of direct reports to create customer and employee loyalty, that means you have ideally that skill in you to achieve success, to be goal-oriented, and ideally those traits in you which can make the opposite person feel that any task given to you will be fulfilled or achieved. Then you have professional experience, Green Clothiers, Fort Mumbai, customer service manager, 2010 to present, charged with managing range of key operational functions in support of eco friendly clothing retailer with 2 locations and 115 crore annual revenue. So you are ideally, you're talking from 2010 till the present moment. What is the person doing? The function. Recruited, trained and managed 15 member team. This shows us leadership skills or traits. Ensuring continuous delivery of outstanding customer service, generating over 15 crores in annual revenue. So here you talk of the team leadership skills or team skills rather, sorry, and the leadership skills. Fashions India Limited, Pune, customer relations supervisor 2005-07, attended front desk and promoted new designs developed for each season, arranged personal demos. Now, when you say arranged personal demos, that means you ideally had the infrastructure or you had the equipment ready with you. You also could see to it that you could get people and gather to attend your demos. Built sales team from 5 members to 15. That means somewhere progressing as far as work is concerned and dealing with people. Manage each design from initial offerings to standard of the rack item, right? So something exceptional and creative with design. Educational background, Bachelor of Arts in Communication, University of Pune, 2005. Professional association, where is the person associated? So with National Retail Foundation, 2007 to present, and Mumbai Markets Fellowship, 2008 to present. So your association shows that where are you connected, who are the people you're in contact with, and how does it help you in terms of your work? Selected achievements. Awarded Employee of the Month for a total of 12 quarters for outstanding customer service, problem resolution and customer focused orientation. In 2011 and 13, awarded Manager of the Year for exemplary staff management. This again shows that the person has the skill in terms of achievements. The person ideally has worked tirelessly and effortlessly to achieve this. Redesigned, developed and implemented employee training program which increased sales revenue by 22% for the first year and 30% for each successive year. So when ideally we talk, for example, Fine Sportswear, Santa Cruz, Mumbai, customer service supervisor, what is your role? From which year to which year? 2007 to 2010. Charged with managing a range of key operational functions in support of sportswear retailer with 5 locations across the state and 31 crores in annual revenue. So you're discussing the annual revenue, you're discussing how many places, locations. Recruited, trained and managed 35 member team, ensuring continuous delivery of outstanding customer service, generating over 6.5 crores in annual revenue. So ideally we need to again focus on the output, whereby it's put forward in a slide with few words, but expressed very, very clearly. See, when we put forward information in this manner, first and foremost, it shows your role, the role you play. That means key operational functions. Then you talk of what. So if you go to see the 5 W's, who, what, when, where, and why. So who are you ideally in terms of the role in relation to what? So here you're saying sportswear retailer. Where, the locations, when, you're discussing the dates and the year, that means the dates, when I mean actually the year, and why, that means why are you doing all this, that means you're given the responsibility of ideally recruiting, training, managing, so you are given that job, so you are doing it. Selected achievements, awarded Manager of the Year for 3 consecutive years of exemplary staff management and team member motivation, designed, developed and implemented employee training program which increased sales revenue by 14% for the first year and 25% for the following 2 years. Why are these figures put forward here? It is to show your level of success. So first 14% and then by 25%. Consistently exceeded annual goals by more than 10% in key metrics including profits, sales, employee retention and customer service. Even when you talk of employee retention, ability to see to it that you're able to retain employees. In spite of adverse situations, difficult circumstances, you're yet able to have that bonding and cohesion for all in the organization. So summary. Curriculum vitae, outline of person's educational and professional history, usually prepared for job applications. An application form is designed to bring out the essential information and personal qualities that the employer requires and does not allow you to gloss or mull over the weaker points as a CV does. Well, I suggest even a CV should ideally have appropriate points put forward. See, for example, when you ask your weaknesses, right? If you say, I'm a perfectionist, that can be a weakness, but that can also be a positive point. So when you say, I'm a perfectionist, ideally what happens when you're a perfectionist? One aspect, the advantage is that it is appropriate to be a perfectionist because you will always see to it that you follow your schedule, you live up to time, deadlines, you are very appropriate and efficient and organized with your way of working. The flip side is that since you're a perfectionist, others may not be able to live up to your expectations, and at times you yourself may not be able to live up to your own expectations, which can create a problem. So that can be considered a weakness too. What are the most important aspects of CV, right? That one should be careful about. One survey of employers found that the following aspects were most looked for in the CV as they were processed. Personal details, personal profile, which we've discussed, key skills we've discussed, work experience or career history, education, interests, activities, references. So in short, all of it is important. In another study conducted by placement agencies in the US, when asked what would make them automatically reject a candidate, employers said grammatical and spelling errors, unnecessary details, failure to mention skills, bad layout. That means if you go to see what is the focus, what is the focus on, your presentation skills to a great extent, and besides your presentation skills, structuring of the sentences and how effectively is it put forward in terms of layout too. Hence, your CV should be carefully and clearly laid out, not too crammed, but not with large empty spaces either. Use bold and italic typefaces for headings and important information. Always forward your CV to a prospective employer with a covering letter, which we've discussed, of course. It is an opportunity to headline your key points and highlight your suitability for the job. How do you fit in apt? Apt, perfect, APT. How do you fit in apt for that kind of a designation or title? What are the skills and traits you possess to prove that you're perfect for this kind of a job which you come across? It is an opportunity to headline your key points and highlight your suitability for the job. If you're forwarding the CV in response to any job posting by the employer, refer to it first. If not, do not make the reader guess what you are asking for. Be specific about the opening you want in the organization. Many times, employees arrange for a telephone interview as a second stage in recruitment process. They have already seen your CV or application form. Now they use a telephone to check whether you are as good as you portrayed in your CV. This way, you can bring down a number of applicants to be called for the job interview, right? When you're taking a telephone interview, out of 30 people whom you interview over the phone, you could reduce the number and then call few of them face to face. Cross-check the data in the CV and check the telephone manners if that is a part of the job requirement. Plan your travel to the interview site so that you can arrive on time, dressed in professional manner, with your briefcase, carrying your pen, notebook, relevant CV copies, reading glasses, in short, all you need at the time of the interview. So, self-assessment questions. Your CV is a decisive factor in you being selected for your job interview. Why? What matter will you include in your CV? How will it impress your prospective employer? List common errors candidates make in the CVs. We just discussed grammatical errors and other aspects. Telephone interview is the second stage in the recruitment process. How is it conducted? How will you get ready for the job interview on the appointed day? You have to be formally dressed. That's what they mean. We have completed chapter 12. Thank you.